Matthew chapter 7, it's the final words of the Saviour's great Sermon on the Mount we want to look at tonight. Matthew chapter 7, and we'll break in at verse number 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 13. Let's read the Word of God together, please. Let's read the Word now. Let's all concentrate on the Word. "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse number 27. Knowing God will bless the public reading of his word to all of our hearts for his name's sake. Let's all take a moment and still our hearts before God, before the eternal throne. Let's all come to him this juncture in the meeting and pray that the Lord will draw near and that the Lord will speak to every heart. Let's all unite our hearts at this moment in prayer. Let us all pray. Almighty God and Father in heaven, again we thank thee for the privilege that's ours to approach onto thine eternal throne. We thank thee we come to that throne in Jesus' name, none daring to make us afraid. We come to that throne where angels cover their faces and cry, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. We come to thee, O Father, upon redemption ground, knowing that upon the grounds of Jesus' blood and his righteousness, thou wilt hear us always. And, O God, we come at this very juncture and ask thee, O God, by thy Spirit to descend into this gathering now in an even more mighty way and grant us more of thy presence than thou already hast done. We pray, O God, now for a season for thy word to come with power. I freely confess again before heaven and before this gathered congregation my complete inadequacy to deal with what is now before me. There is no sufficiency of man for these things. And, O God, I cry to thee that thou would empty me now of anything that will hinder. Wash me completely in the Redeemer's blood. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and with power. Let the blood of the Lamb prevail. Bind the devil. Extend the kingdom of God and of grace. And glorify the Christ upon the throne. Father, there are souls in this meeting, and they are not saved. And we pray, O God, tonight that thou wilt work. Bring men and women to Christ. Hear prayer now and answer prayer upon your throne. And let your hand be on this meeting, and it will be suffice. We pray this in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, and the 105th verse, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." James also said in his epistle in the first chapter, Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Peter himself spoke in his epistle in chapter 1, verse 19, when he said that we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. And in verse 24 of this chapter that we have read tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ likens those that hear his word when he said in verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That is those that hear the word of God and obey the word of God. It was Thomas Chalmers, that Scottish Presbyterian minister of a bygone day, who said this. And I want you to get the hold of this, dear unsaved in the meeting. The sum and substance of the preparation needed for a coming eternity is that you believe what the Bible tells you and you do what the Bible bids you. Let me repeat that. The sum and substance of the preparation needed for a coming eternity is that you believe what the Bible tells you and you do what the Bible bids you. Of course, we know the Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in this portion that we've read tonight, in which we have read, likens two men. And he says there are these two men, and in verse 24 he describes one of them as the wise man. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And then he describes another man, altogether different completely. Look at verse 26 with me. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You see, dear people, taking heed to the word of God will put you on a sure foundation, a foundation which will not fail you in life, a foundation which will hold you in death, a foundation which will keep you in eternity. But failure on this point, failure to obey the word of God, failure to obey what Christ tells you, will give you no foundation in life, nothing to hold on to in death, and nothing but a great fall in eternity, as we will see later on in this meeting. And what's more, everybody in this meeting tonight is like one of these two men. You're either on the rock, you've either done what the Lord told you and what the Scriptures taught, and you've obeyed it, and therefore you're likened unto a wise man who's built a house on rock. Or you've heard the word and you haven't obeyed it. And Christ likens you unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Looking at this tonight, I want to entitle this message, really, I've given it the title of a question. What foundation are you building on for eternity? Because every one of us in this meeting is on one of these foundations. The first thing I want to look at is this. The builders described. I have four simple points. The builders, the foundations, the elements, and the end. Four simple points. And we're going to work through them together tonight as God gives us grace. Firstly, the builders described. Look with me at verse 24. Christ speaks of this first builder. In verse 24, again, let's read it. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. The Lord says here, just as it's a wise man who builds his house upon a rock, so it's a wise man, or a wise woman, or a wise sinner that hears the words of Christ and does them. What a way for the Savior to end this message. He's been preaching his great Sermon on the Mount. In it he told men to enter in at the straight gate. He told men to store up treasure in heaven. And here he is, and he's bringing it all to a conclusion. And the congregation's gathered before him. And he tells them, they're either like this wise man, or they're like the foolish man. He's told them of a gate. Straight is the gate, he says, Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But he's told them of another gate. Wide is the way, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. And Christ bringing his sermon to an end, and he deals with these two characters, these two men, one a wise man, one a foolish man. See what he's saying, sinner? Christ saying, it's a wise man that hears my sayings and does them. He gets ready for eternity. He realizes in his heart he's not going to live forever. He gets ready. The first builder, a wise man. The second man Christ tells us about is this, verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. I want you to see this in verse 26, dear unsaved friend. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine. Every night you go out those doors without Christ, you're not rejecting the Reverend John Greer. You're hearing the word of Christ. Here's the Lord. He's telling you, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, it's Christ's word. The preacher's only the instrument. He only sets it before you. Christ telling you, hear the sayings of Christ, and you don't obey them. Christ likens you unto a foolish man which built his house upon sand. Here's the words of the Savior. Here's the words of the Redeemer. Here's the words of the one who came into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. And he says, everyone, that multitude, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, is like a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. What's the Lord saying? You don't need me to explain that to you. You don't need me to explain that what he's saying is that it's foolish to build a house on sand. Hearing the word, not obeying the word. What about the first word Christ ever preached? Repent ye. Believe the gospel. And some of you here still haven't obeyed that first message. Some of you still haven't repented and obeyed the gospel. Enter in at the straight gate. Lay up treasure in heaven. And still you haven't done it. Still you're in that broad way. And all the sayings of Christ and all that he said to you, some of you from your knee height to where you are now in life's journey, over and over again, Christ said, you've heard my sayings. You're being foolish. You're like a man that's building on sand. You're like a man or woman that's building on sand. The builders described one foolish, one wise, one obeyed the word, one didn't obey it. Which one are you tonight? Which one are you? Dear unsaved, what would the word say to you? Forget about the preacher. Just ignore me. Just listen to what Christ says. You need to repent. You need to believe the gospel. You need to turn from your sin. You need to turn from your wickedness. You need to see where your sin's taking you. Oh, don't be deceived. Maybe you're here and you think nobody knows your sin. See it. God knows it. Christ says you're not rejecting your minister. You're not rejecting the free church. You're rejecting his sayings. You're rejecting the word that he has brought to you. Time without number. Every time a man gives you a tract, every time somebody says a word for the Savior to you, that's what's happening. Christ bringing his word to you. Christ says, he that heareth my word, my words, and doesn't obey them, he's like a foolish man that built a house upon sand. Sinner, see your condition. God is offended by it. He's offended by your sin. He's angry with the wicked every day. The wrath of God at any moment, as we saw last week, can come down crashing upon your head. You're still here. God has been merciful. He has given you another week. That's all that means. God has been merciful. It still abides upon you. Here we are again, before the same God. Your sins still going to the same heaven, before the same eternal throne. And Christ says to you, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, get that point into your head, these sayings of mine, and doeth them not. It's like a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. Sinner, do you not see what the Lord's saying? Your sin's going to catch up with you. We all learnt the wee verse as children. Be sure your sin will find you out. The Lord leaves the congregation here at the end of this great Sermon on the Mount, no doubt. He says, you're either wise or you're foolish. You're either like a man that's building a house in the rock, or you're like someone's building it in sand. Be sure your sin will find you out. It's never going to work. That's really what he's saying. It's never going to work. It's not going to work. A house on sand won't work. It's a sure disaster. It's a sure disaster. The two builders, one wise, one foolish. Secondly, I want to show you the two foundations that Christ showed them. Verse 24. Therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The sense is the rock is unmovable. You go down to the coast or you drive along Portstewart Prom and you see the sea, different tides, different heights of tides. 1 minute the rocks are all shown, the next minute they're all disappeared. But irrespective, when the tide goes out, the rocks are still there. They don't move. They're battered, yes. They're covered sometimes, yes. But a rock gives a sense of that which is unmovable. Christ in the Scriptures, over and over again, sinner, is described as the rock. He's dependable. He's unmovable. And we're going to look at a few of those verses now. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Just go over a few chapters. Matthew 16. Christ with his disciples. He says to them in verse 13, you know the portion well, it's Peter's great confession. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. And when Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Look at verse 18. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The rock there in view is Christ, his person, his work, his atoning blood. That's the rock upon which Christ will build his church, and he'll hold it, and hell won't prevail. Though the onslaught, though the attack, Christ will build his church. They will be home in heaven, every one of them. He is the rock. He's the one sinner you can depend on in life, in death, for eternity. He's the rock. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 10. Let's just look at a few of these verses. And dear unsaved, please turn with us. Follow this through in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 10. Here we are. Paul's writing to the church of Corinth. He's taking them back to the Old Testament, the wanderings there of the children of Israel in the wilderness. And he says to them, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. There he is, their guide in life, meeting their every need in the wilderness. And that's the testimony of every believer, irrespective of what we go through, trials, difficulty. Christ's with us. He's our rock. He's our rock. Turn with me to Psalm 61. We've been singing about this tonight, that great hymn based on this psalm. Psalm 61. Many times the heart of the believer is overcome, distraught. Tears are our portion. Psalm 61, verse 2. Psalm 61, verse 2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. There's Christ again. There he is, the rock of his people, that sure foundation. And sinner, that's what the Lord's showing you. A rock is dependable. Christ is what you need. You need one to keep you. You need one whose work satisfies God. You need one to get you to heaven. You need one to take you from this veil of tears. You need one in whom is forgiveness of sins. And friend, it's all in Christ. It's all in Christ. And that's what the Lord's showing us here. Christ is the rock on which sinners rest. In him they find all they need. They find forgiveness of sins. Christ says, your sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. You say, you don't know my sin. Christ the rock that said, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Yes, you'll remember it. But the Lord says, your sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. He's the rock. He's dependable. You can depend on the Savior. He's the rock of peace with God. Sinners, see it, all you need. Maybe you say, I would love peace in my heart. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace with an offended God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith. Laying hold on Christ. Sinner, see what the Lord's showing you. These people that obeyed the word, they were like those men that built upon a rock. They got to a sure foundation. What about the rock for judgment day? What about that which is dependable in judgment day? Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And verse 17. And here's the believer on judgment day. The sinner will be looking at your judgment day later. But here's the believers. Verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness. That means confidence, assurance, without a doubt, we're in Christ, we are safe. Boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. All the merits of Christ made over to our account. Loved as Christ is loved. Accepted as Christ is accepted. Sinners, see what you need. See, there's Christ. Here's the rock. Here's the one you can depend on. The one that will take you safely to heaven. The one who said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It's dependable. It's certain. Believers in this congregation are on their way to heaven. Christ has prepared it. But sinner, he prepared it at Calvary. He opened its doors by his blood. This rock, this foundation, it's laid in the Savior's blood. It's laid in a propitiated wrath. A satisfying of divine justice. It's the work of Christ that's in view. That's where you've got to rest. That's where you'll find forgiveness of sins. What did Paul say? That man who classed himself as the chief of sinners, that man who stood and watched as Stephen was stoned to death, delighted in it, delighted in what took place, trailed the Christians to prison. What did he say? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He knew what it was to find peace. Peace with God through the blood of the cross. Sinner, is that where you're at tonight? Do you desire to have that peace? Do you desire to know the joy of sins forgiven? Then you've got to be like the wise man. You've got to obey the word. You've got to get on the rock. That's the foundation. God laid it. It was laid at Calvary. We looked at that verse a few weeks back in Isaiah 28. Just turn there. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah 28 verse 16. And there the Lord shows us in that great text. Therefore thus saith the Lord God. Sinner, see this verse again. Therefore thus saith the Lord God. Isaiah 28, 16. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, precious cornerstone, sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And let me tell you tonight, as we meet here, multitudes that were on that foundation that was laid at Calvary, that was laid in the blood shedding of our Lord Jesus, multitudes that were on it are home in heaven as we sit here. They're with the souls of just men made perfect. They're at home with the Lord. They wouldn't come back even if they could. They're home. Their tears are over. Their pain has ceased. They were on the foundation. They were wise. In life, they were wise. They heard the word and they obeyed it. And they prepared for this moment. And they're at home with the Lord. Two foundations. The first one's the rock. Let's go back to our portion, Matthew 7. Because the second portion that the Lord Jesus shows us, the second foundation is this, the sand. And everyone, verse 26, that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. When the Lord begins to speak to those who hear the word, and they don't obey it, he likens them to those that build in sand. Let me tell you this, he wasn't speaking of the heathen. Christ was not speaking here of those that had never heard the gospel. He's speaking of people in this meeting that have heard of Christ. He was speaking of those that had heard his word, preached to. He's still speaking to those that have been brought up through Sunday schools. He's speaking to those who maybe have plans for their life once they can throw off the restraints of parents. And they think, I've had enough of this old church, carry on. That's who he's speaking to. They've heard my sayings. They didn't obey them. He likens them to a foolish man. He's speaking to those that have heard it a lifetime. He says they're like a man that's building in sand. Savior says you're being foolish. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you this now. You were down Port Rush on a sunny day. You look across the White Rocks beach. You see a man building a house in the middle of it. What would you say? Is he wise enough? Does he think the sun's going to shine all the time? Does he not think the storms are going to come? You know what you'd say? It's a disaster waiting to happen. Sinner, your life is a disaster waiting to happen. Let that sink into your heart. You are a disaster waiting to happen. You're like a foolish man that's building in sand. It's never going to work. And just like you would rightly say, does that man think the sun's going to shine forever? Does he not know the gales are going to come? Do you think you're going to live forever? Do you think your death is in your hands? Sinner, as you sit in this meeting, I say this with love to your soul, you are a disaster waiting to happen. Spiritually. Because you're a breath from losing your soul. And Christ created this world and Christ created your soul and he tells you your soul's worth more. A disaster waiting to happen. And at any moment it can happen. What's more, at any moment, it might happen. You would rightly say that about a man at the White Rocks that built a house in the middle of a beach. It's never going to work. Sinner, this isn't going to work the road you're going down either. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Because you don't know what's round the corner. You don't know what the next moments are bringing for you. And this isn't my word, this is the Lord's word. You're hearing his word. His word, you're not obeying it. He says you're like a man that's building a house in sand. It's never going to work. It's a disaster waiting to happen. A disaster waiting to happen. The builders, one wise, one foolish. The foundations, the rock, the sand. But what about the elements described? What about the elements described? Look with me again at verse 24. Therefore, whoso heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. Now go down with me to verse 27. Here's the other man. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. I want you to see this. The Lord here is showing you the certainty of the testing of the foundations. The day of reckoning is coming. The day of reckoning, the day when that defining moment is coming. That's what the Lord's saying. It's on its way. Both of them were tested the same way. Both of them were tested the same way. Both houses, the house in the rock, faced the same test as the house in the sand. And dear friend, we all have our trials, saved or unsaved. Christians die. as well as unchristians, non-Christians. Christians get sick, as well as the unsaved. We all have our difficulties. And the Lord's shown you the defining moments coming for us all. They all face the same elements. Though different foundations, they all face the same elements. Oh, if you and I had walked by the houses, it looked all the same to us. Because you see, it was what wasn't seen that made the difference. It was the foundation, that which was hidden from view. And we all sit here tonight before God, and I cast my eye across the congregation. You all look the same to me. But I'm not the Lord. He knows that which is hidden from view. He knows the heart with the work of grace in it. He knows the heart that's depending on the Savior's righteousness, the Savior's blood. He knows the heart that's resting there. And he knows those that aren't. Because the Bible tells us the Lord knows them that are His. He knows His people. He holds His people. He keeps His people. In every meeting there's a dividing line. God knows where that line is in this meeting. He knows where it is. He knows them that are His. He knows those that are still hearing the Word. Do you see what He's saying to you, unsaved? It's not enough to come to church. It's not enough to listen to preaching. You say, I always come to church. You have one great problem there, friend. As I told you before, Christ never said coming to church gets you to heaven. Those that obey the word, those that hear his sayings and obey them, those are the ones that are saved. They get to Christ. They repent. They believe the gospel. Dear unsaved, understand this. The day of reckoning is coming for your sin. It's coming. The defining moment's coming. That's what the Lord's showing here. The elements will come. What it's speaking of is that moment. That moment when the foundation's tested. You think down there. You just take this in the setting that it's set in. What is the setting? Judgment day. The Lord has just had them there. He's just had them there in verse 22. Look with me there. Verse 22. The Lord says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? There it is. There's judgment day. Sinner, there is the defining moment. And John described it like this in Revelation chapter 20. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the heavens and earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and every man was judged according to the things that were written in the books. Sinner, there's no point in standing that day and talking about Christians that you knew that were hypocrites and saying that's why you didn't come, because other people's hypocrisy isn't the subject. You're standing before God. Your sin's the subject. And God's the judge. Get that clear. On that day, the subject is your sin. You stand before the countless millions, before the white throne that speaks of its holiness and the purity of the one that sits upon it. And there you stand for judgment, before the very one who in this portion said this, and every one that hear of these sayings of mine and do of them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And now you're face to face with him. Now you're face to face with him. Now you've passed the point of no return, because you've appeared at judgment. Your sin hasn't been forgiven. And now there's nothing can be done. The defining moment came. Your foundation, whatever it was, good works, church attendance, was all found to be sand. And now you're before God. Two builders, one wise, one foolish. Two foundations, a rock, sand. Both tried by the same elements, both tried by the same defining moment. Floods came, beat upon the house. And then Christ describes the end. Christ describes the end in closing. Look with me again, verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. But look at verse 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. O sinners, see this. Hear the words of Christ. One stood the test. One was on the rock. It was sure. It was certain. It had nothing to fear. But my friend, one was in the sand. And the Lord Jesus says, it fell, and great was the fall of it. Spiritually speaking, what's he saying? Sinner, you die out of Christ. Great will be your fall. Young person, you die out of Christ. Hear the Savior. Great was the fall of it. Falling, falling, always falling down deeper into the caverns of a Christless eternity. Your company, devils. Your company, demons. Great. Christ says, great was the fall of it. You heard the word. You didn't obey it. The defining moment came. You're ushered out, and great's your fall. Sinners, see your need. See your need in this meeting. See where you're at. See where you're at. Falling. Great was the fall, Christ said. Unrepentant, unforgiven. You were careless, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, lived only for time, no thought of eternity. And the defining moment came. And just like those houses, they wouldn't have known when the wind was going to change. But the defining moment came. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of men, said, great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. Sinner friend, what are you going to do? I want you to be clear in this. Your life as you sit before me, forget it before me, your life as you sit before God is a disaster waiting to happen. At any moment, it's going to happen. You've heard so often of how your sin could be forgiven, of hearing of the Savior, been warned of not dying in your sin, and you never got to Him. Oh, my friend, see your situation. Look with me again, hear it. Look with me again, hear it, verse 22. Look with me again, verse 22. The Lord's telling of Judgment Day here, and He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, friend, there's one big problem with that verse, as far as the sinner's concerned. And it's that wee word, we. Have we not prophesied? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? Sinner, don't stand before God and plead your work. Because if you do that, you know the answer you're going to get. Depart from me, I never knew you. There's only one work going to get you into heaven, friend. It's a completed work. It leads us from a manger to a cross. It's the work of Christ. His blood. His righteousness. Because on that day, the saint won't say, didn't we do this? No, we will know we all deserve to go to hell. And by grace we'll be in heaven. We'll say, didn't he die for me? Didn't his righteousness cover my guilt? Didn't his blood cleanse me from sin? Because, Lord, I heard your word. And that's what you said in it. And I took you at your promise. And you saved me. But sinner, what about you? Because here they are at judgment. And now it's no longer a case that they won't come to Christ. Now it's a case they can't come. It's too late. And remember, that's the omniscient Savior speaking. He sees that day ahead. It'll happen. That will be the scene. That will happen. That's God's word. Christ telling you what's going to happen, people, on judgment day. There's going to be people stand there and they're going to think they're going to get in, and they're not, because they were looking to somewhere else other than Christ. Now, dear unsaved, where are you looking tonight? I've showed you two builders, one wise, one foolish. Two foundations, a rock or the sand. Both tried by the elements. One stood. One fell. And Christ said, great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. Is it not time you were saved? I said this before, you couldn't be in a better place tonight. You're in God's house. You've heard his word again. Remember that. You've heard Christ's word again. Is he not saying to you, it's time to get this sorted out? It's time to come. Your life is that disaster that's waiting to happen. I can't put that any other way than that, sinner. That's what a house in sand is. But sinner, yet Christ says to you tonight, come. Come now, let's reason together. Though you've rejected for years, come now. Young person, come now. Sinner friend, wherever you are in the meeting, come now. Hear again the words of Christ. Come now, let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they'll be as wool. Come now. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Come, obey my word. It doesn't have to be the other way. It doesn't have to be a disaster of an eternal proportion. Because you can come. Christ says come. He says come now. Am I speaking to one in this meeting? For some time you have been troubled. See it again tonight. What the Lord's been saying over the past weeks. This urgency. Christ pressing his word upon your soul that this isn't going to go on forever. It's time to come. It's time you were saved. It's time you called on the Lord. And you have his promise. Whosoever. Out of this congregation tonight, just apply it. Whosoever that calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. We'll be on the rock. We'll be in heaven. That's where that defining moment will take you. Home to glory. Let's unite our hearts in prayer. Let's unite our hearts in prayer. And just while every head's bowed, can I say this? If there is one here and you are troubled, friend, do not go away. Speak to myself or speak to the elders. We can't have a meeting like this and just let it go at that. We know where you're at. I remember the night I got saved. Others remember the night they got saved. The battles in the soul. The awful battle that rages in those moments when you think of coming to Christ. Sinner, we want to make it as easy for you as we possibly can. If you need help tonight, you just speak to one of the elders. Or speak to myself at the door. And it be our joy to sit down with you. There's nothing more important than the salvation of your soul. Everything else fades into insignificance. Completely. Come tonight. Young person, older person. May God give you grace to come. Father in heaven, take thy word. Bless it to every heart. Let all that was of thee live on in every soul. And O God, we cry to thee. Grant repentance towards God, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear prayer now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.